that.
The other night I was, a lot of you use the upper room, you know, for devotion, and I had read this about God's provision and how he brings about blessings when we don't see it. And I'm going to just read this little, it was from the 13th, which was Friday the 13th, but actually it was a good day. My husband grew up working in his family garden and still enjoys growing his own vegetables. One year, after we had an abundance of heavy rain, roads closed, bridges were washed out, and large trees toppled over. When time came to prepare the garden, my husband was worried. The storms continued for days at a time. I often saw him stare at the puddles from the window and shake his head. On a day that it didn't rain, my husband walked out to the edge of the plot to see if the sun had dried the soil enough to till. From a distance, he noticed small sprouts popping up from the ground. Since he hadn't planted anything, he strolled up for a closer look. He recognized the tiny vines immediately. There was squash, cantaloupe, watermelon from the previous year that had reseeded and started to grow back. As we gathered and ate our fresh harvest that year, Jesus' lesson in today's reading came to mind. For months, my husband had been concerned about starting his garden without realizing that God was steps ahead. Just as the Lord reminded the disciples not to worry, my husband and I learned to trust that God knows what we need and will always provide for us. And the little prayer was, Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your constant love. Strengthen our faith that we may grow closer to you in Jesus' name. Amen. And the scripture that Toddie read, it was just so beautiful. And I thought, you know, I'd like to read that. And I thought, no, you know, Paul always has his scriptures and everything. And then when I got the call, I thought, well, okay, I'll do this. So the Lord, and this is the verse in Leviticus that is a promise to us about this weather situation. The Lord said, and this is Leviticus 26:3-4. The Lord said, if you follow my statutes and keep my commandments and observe them faithfully, I will give your rains in their season, and the land shall yield its produce. That was way back in the Old Testament that he promised that. So we get panicky and we worry about things that are going to happen, and it's all in his control. It's all in his control. And I was talking to my nephew yesterday. He has a garden and he's always sharing vegetables with me. And we were talking about, you know, for as dry as it is, and he doesn't have any way to water his garden, he had the most beautiful peppers. They were huge. But you could only, when you did stuffed peppers, could only eat a half of one. And I said to him, how did that happen? He said, I don't know. But he said, they came. And there they were, huge. A lot of times, you know, you get these scrawny little things, and they were so good. And then the corn, he brought corn, and how his corn was all filled out, there weren't any bugs. And I just was amazed. And then we got to talking, and I said, well, you know, I know that when Charlie did his garden, things are so much sweeter when it's dry. When things are ripening, cantaloupes are sweeter, tomatoes are sweet, everything tastes better. And I don't know if that's a lesson to us that, you know, sometimes when we're going through the dry periods in our life, it may be our sweetest times because we're being drawn unto him. So there are a lot of lessons to learn in nature. And he shows us these things over and over. And we need to remember always that even though how bleak it looks, I know you look at your grass. Now, we have gotten a little bit of rain, but, you know, God knows what we need before we pray. And like he planted and reseeded those plants for those people in this little devotional, those things happen. I remember one year, and this is just a little thing, but we had pumpkins, And when the pumpkin went bad, you know, there were some seeds that reseeded. And in the front of my house, I had this beautiful pumpkin vine. And I had, you know, several pumpkins on there. It was just so pretty. So, you know, God's in the business of blessing and increasing. And we need to remember, because, like Toddy said, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty. There's so many things. We never know. From one day to the next, things happen. You think things are going along really well, and then you hit a block wall. You know, you just are blindsided, as they say, by things that you never expected to come into your life, to have to deal with those things. But God is always there, and the thing of it is, he knows that that's going to happen before it happens. He knew that we're going to have dry weather. He knows it's hot. They talk about global warming, and they talk about all these different climate change and stuff. Well, in the Old Testament, the Bible said that in the last times, we won't know our seasons, that the seasons will be different. So, you know, prophesied that in the Old Testament, that this would happen. And it's happening. And if you dig deep enough, you can find out that the things in this book, eventually, whether you think you're waiting a long time for them to come true, will come true. Because if God put it in this word, whether you believe it or if I believe it or whoever, it's true. So God is always there for us and will be there no matter how bad the circumstances. We've all gone through really rough times and we think, I'm never going to get through this. But God says in that little voice, he says, I'm here with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And we need to place our trust in him. We need to give him our burdens. We go around carrying things that we shouldn't have to carry because we choose that. Instead of laying them at Jesus' feet and letting him take care of it, we think we have a better way. We're going to get in there and we're going to do this and this and this. And then it doesn't work out and we're going, well, what happened? It was because it wasn't God's way. He has a plan for each of us. And you know, it's hard for me to comprehend that the God that rules the universe cares about each and every one of us. And I know I'm unworthy of his attention. I know I fall short so many times. I think, oh my, he puts up with us. He puts up with us. And he gives us grace because he has that unconditional love for us. And I just want you to remember that when you pray and say, God, I give this to you. I don't know if you've ever done that, but I am often saying, Lord, I'm just going to put it in your hands because I don't know what to do. He'll work it out. He'll work it out. And you least expect what he's going to do. So, you know, we need to put our trust. And when I picked out that, you know, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, I didn't know that we were going to be having this little sermon, but God, again, he knew. So we need to give it to him and let it go. And I had a title, I didn't say what my title was, Let Go and Let God. Because we have to let go of those things. And the serenity prayer, you know, to change the things you can, accept the things you can't, and the wisdom to know the difference. That's a big thing. Because you and I, we're going to fix it. That's not God's way. If you're a child of God, he has you in his hand. So we need to get out of the way and let him do what he needs to do. So don't get discouraged. So many people are depressed and so many people are unhappy and worried. And, you know, we're not to worry. When I was talking to Melody, I said about I had to do this today. And I said, oh, she said, well, don't be worrying because that's what's in your scripture. I said, well, I guess I can't say I'm going to worry because I need to talk to myself. But we all do that. But we just need, and I just pray, God, your will be done. I thought, okay, when Paul said about doing this today, I said, well, I'll call Alan Smith. He said, well, why don't you do it? And I said, well, I guess I could. But I said, you know, let me see. So I prayed, and I thought, you know, I'm going to call Alan and just see. Well, he was busy today. He's preaching. So he had his job to do. So I guess, you know, it fell to me. But God has a reason for all the things he does, even when it seems really crazy to us that we can't understand why things happen. There is a reason. And David Jeremiah has been preaching in Romans 8, and he's talking about 8:28, you know, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And that's hard to remember, but like he said, that's one of the best promises we have from God, that no matter how bad it gets, no matter how disastrous it looks, you know, you think, we're never going to get out of this. We're just never going to be able to do this. He has a way. So I'm glad that we have a God who's all-knowing and all-powerful, and he is always with us. Always like that. What is it? Omnipresent, omniscient, and what's the other one?
Omnipotent.
Thank you. Omnipotent. Right. All I could think was powerful. Anyhow, so he's always with us. And if you feel deserted by God, guess who did the deserting? Guess who drew away? It wasn't him. Because he doesn't move. He's there. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible tells you that. So he is always, always looking out for us. Whether you're riding down the road, you've all had experiences where things happen that you think, oh my goodness, you know, my guardian angel was really working. You know, when you get on 81, I pray every time I get on 81. I guess I'm getting old. And I say, dear God, please help me get on 81 safely. Because some places you don't have a good merge area and all that. And that one day I was getting on, and I thought I was fast enough. Well, there was a tractor and trailer back a ways. I mean, I thought I had, but he did not slow down at all. And he ended up, he was so close to my bumper. And I thought, maybe this is it. You know, I thought, oh my goodness, you know, this is it. My days are over. But it stopped. But you never know when that day is going to come, when your number is up. And I do believe that we have a certain number of days on this earth. And how we go out, we don't know what that's going to be. It could be an accident. It could be disease. It could be lots of things. We just need to be ready. Be ready to meet him. That if God could, you know, come back today, we pray that if Jesus appears in that cloud, we want to all go. Don't want to be sitting here watching everybody else go, right? So we just need to be ready, and we need to have that faith. And, you know, in the scripture it says about the mustard seed faith. And I'm going to read that if I marked it right. Wait a minute. Okay, no, that's number 3. I'm trying to be organized, and it's very hard. I did mark them. Paul will say he forgot to mark it. I did mark it, and I still don't have it. Okay, Matthew 13. I can find that. I'm in the right spot. I'm just not getting my eyes on it. There it is. Matthew 13:31. He told them in another parable, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in the field. Though it was is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. And, you know, that's another thing that's hard to understand. A mustard seed, if you've ever seen a mustard seed, it's very, very small. But yet, because it is so prolific, when it grows, that it actually grows from that tiny little seed into a huge plant and then into a tree. And birds can actually come and nest in the branches of the tree. So, you know, we may seem little and insignificant in our place in this world, but we all have something to do. We need to bloom where we are planted, as they say. In Matthew 11, I'll read that to you. This is a very special verse to me, because the night I got saved, I was like 15 or something, and the preacher had preached, and I was really wanting to go forward, and I was, how you hesitate to go forward. And this little old lady in the front of the church came over and she tapped me on the hand and she said, "Come on, honey, I'll go with you." So we went up. We used to call those little ladies prayer warriors. And there were like about four of them, and they were all about the same size. And they were just little old ladies, and they were sweet and loving. And the night that I got saved, this is the scripture that our pastor used. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." So if we give him our burdens, he's going to bear them up. We don't have to carry them. That's the point. You didn't have to carry sin. I went up that night and gave my heart to the Lord. He took that all away. And he does it for all of us when we commit our lives to him. So, let him be our strength. And the scripture says, that when we are weak, that's when he is strong. So we need to give our weakness to him. And sometimes I think he lets us get weak because he wants to show his strength to us and what he can do for us and show us that we do not have to muddle around down here with no purpose, that he is there. The other thing is being obedient to God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And I go back to the story of Abraham. That was such a beautiful story when he took Isaac up to the mountain. And in obedience, he was actually going to take the life of his only son because God told him to offer him as a sacrifice. And God did not require him to actually do it. He just needed to know he was willing to do it. You all know the story. How he actually had even laid him up on the coals, had drawn the knife and everything, and there was a voice coming out of heaven saying, don't do this to your son. And he had heard a ram in the bushes because God provided that sacrifice. Just like Jesus provided his life as a sacrifice for us. And it never, never, never will change. And it doesn't matter how many kingdoms come and go and how many people don't believe and how many people have all these religions that they have. I don't know where some of them get them, but anyway, there are a lot of religions, that pop up. And they have people who follow these religions and get deceived. And we don't want to be deceived. We need to put our feet on the solid rock, which is Jesus. And I have a little story that I'm going to read to you. It's not long, but how we need to draw close to God. And I know that's what he wants. He wants us to be close to him. He wants you to not go searching for everything else. But he says to put his kingdom first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. And if he said it, he means it. And this little story is called Listen Carefully by a lady named Sue Kidd. Not long ago, I heard a story about a young man and an old preacher. The young man had lost his job and didn't know which way to turn. So he went to see the old preacher. And pacing about the preacher's study, the young man ranted about his problem. Finally, he clenched his fist and shouted, "I begged God to say something to help me. Tell me, preacher, why doesn't God answer?" The old preacher sat across the room and spoke something in reply, something so hushed that it was indistinguishable. The young man stepped across the room. "What did you say?" he said. The preacher repeated himself, but again in a soft tone, like a whisper. So the young man moved closer until he was leaning on the preacher's chair. "Sorry," he said, "I still didn't hear you." And with their heads bent together, the old preacher spoke once more. "God sometimes whispers," he said, "so we will have to move closer to him." This time the young man heard and he understood. We all want God's voice to thunder through the air with the answer to our problem, but God's still the small voice and a gentle whisper. Perhaps there's a reason. Nothing draws human focus quite like a whisper. Did you ever hear somebody whisper in a crowd and everybody's going, you know, what are they saying? You know, it must be something they don't want me to hear. But God's whisper means I must stop my ranting and move close to him until my head is bent together with his. And then, as I listen, I will find my answer. Better still, I find myself closer to God. So, we need to move toward him. We need to let him guide us and protect us. And we need to lay our burdens at his feet, because he said he would take care of them. He's going to pick them up and he's going to carry. You all know the footprints, the story, the poem about the footprints. He said, well, I only see, you know, one set of footprints. And God said, well, that's where I carried you. And sometimes we don't even know it, but God's there carrying us. And we need to remember, whether we're conscious of it or not, he is. If you're his child, he'll do anything for you. He'll do anything. He will heal. He will save your children. He will get us through this life, whatever the problems are. He will help us to cope and find peace. Peace in this world. Dear Heavenly Father, I do thank you for your word. And thank you, Lord, that you do love us and that you do care about everything in our lives, that we would be humble and obedient to you and to your word. I pray you bless this word to each heart. I pray that we would all learn to trust you more. In Jesus' name, amen.